I definitely notice it when I drink caffeine. Like, it does provide a little bit of a boost. And
who knew? Coffee.
Wow. Coffee. Wow. It's not I
think we're onto something there.
It seems like it could be something that people would like.
Yeah. I should write a spot.
Get that caffeine.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Audi Blog. This week I'm in studio with Gabe and we're going to be talking about being here at Canewim very early in the morning. Gabe is filling in for Davis for this month for the his morning duties for the AM newscast. And, you know, I've been here since August here in the role of the morning show host. So we're going to be talking about what that's like. So make sure to stay tuned.
So I'm waking up with Karen early in the morning, coming in at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
Karen's recording weather and I'm prepping the news stories for the 7 a.m. newscast.
Yeah, you're just like the rest of Western Alaska, waking up with me in the morning.
Exactly. Waking up with Karen in the morning in Western AK.
I feel like you've been doing this in a row 2 days now, so you might not have fully formed thoughts yet. And I think you've been doing the AM cast before, but do you have any like first impressions of what the station is like that early in the morning?
I like being up early, feeling like I'm kind of up before other people in the world, you know, being productive at an early hour, like having a very concrete deadline at 7 a.m. Like, there's got to be news stories. I've got to have a newscast ready for that. So it's a nice, just like focused, kind of energetic period in the morning from 6 to 7 to just sort of wake up with. And it makes it very hard to snooze because I know I've got to get there and have enough time to fill the newscast. So it's nice to just kind of wake up and get to work.
So true. I definitely agree with you on all of those points. So, but you mentioned that you were, doing the AM cast in August. Do you remember, was it still light outside?
Yeah, it was. And that's one of the things I've been noticing is, you know, I remember back in August I was doing it and I got here at 6 o'clock and it was dark, I think. And then I remember, you know, the 7 a.m. newscast, it would just be breaking dawn and I would go out for my walk right after the 7 a.m. newscast and like enjoy the really early morning twilight. And then by 8 o'clock, you know, the sun was fully risen and the light was there. And then 9 o'clock, it was like glorious sun if it was a sunny day. So that was always nice to kind of experience that progression over 7, 8, and 9 a.m. newscasts sort of as the marker. But now I'm definitely noticing it's just dark.
Yeah. And yeah, for contrast, the sun rose today. I believe it was 11:38. So we're approaching noon, which is about the kind of latest it rises.
Yeah. So, you know, to get here at 6 a.m. and it's not dark until 5.5 hours later is, you know, that's just a fact of life.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. Like, I often think like, oh yeah, it's just a fact of life. I get here, you know, I wake up, 5 or 5:30, depending on how ambitious I'm feeling. And then, you know, I'm just waiting. That's like almost 7 hours. I mean, at noon, that's going to be 7 hours of just like being awake in darkness.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'll be curious to see how you feel this upcoming weekend, because I've felt that on the weekends is when it actually bothers me. Like when I wake up at 8 and then it's like, oh, well, I still have like 3 hours of this. Like,
right.
I almost feel like, like because I'm out of work mode, I'm like, oh, okay, like I don't have to deal with this anymore. But no, it's still going to be dark outside.
Yeah, that will be interesting because actually I've been waking up pretty late on the weekends recently, like just waiting till the sun is up and letting my body wake up with the sun, which is now like 11:30 a.m. You know, I'll see if my body naturally wakes up earlier now that I'm kind of on a much earlier schedule.
I was just briefly in a reverie about the one time so far, knock on wood, that I actually did sleep in by accident, which was, you know, in my defense, was due to the fact that when I double checked that my alarm was on by switching it into the off position. and, you know, that's actually, you know, one of the reasons why it's great to have a buddy with you early in the morning. You know, Gabe's here to, or Davis is here to do the newscast. I'm here to do weather and, you know, be on air for the morning show. So, you know, at whatever time of day that Davis kind of realizes that I'm probably not going to come in without some prodding, you know, calls the volunteer house. And then there's the classic, like, comedic, like, almost like animated short, like, frenzy of, like, putting clothes on, running over and, you know, popping on air, trying not to sound out of breath. So, I mean, I Gabe, I'm sure that will never happen to you, and I hope it doesn't. But do you have maybe like a comparable story, maybe from your youth, of like missing the bus or like sleeping in for some reason, and it like turning out badly, so I feel better about myself?
Gosh,
has that never happened to you?
Well, oh man. I'm fairly sure it has happened to me. I worked at the information technology help desk in my years in college, and I did have to be there for some shifts pretty early in the morning, and I'm pretty sure there were some times when I slept in, and for me that was, you know, we had a point system where if you were late like over 5 minutes, you got like a point. And you didn't have you didn't call in, like you had a point, you got a point on your record, you know.
I'm glad that we have no such point system at K&WM. Not that I think I would be like high up in the points or anything. I guess I would have at least one point because of missing sleep again that one time. But I mean, one of the things that I do like about K&WM and also the people that, you know, that are hired to work here and the people that, you know, have hired me in terms of the paid staff is, you know, they're like, I know, Zoe knows, like everyone knows how important, as you said, the motivating factor is to show up and do your job and be on time and get it done in time because, you know, people rely on the weather.
Yeah.
People want to know what's going on in our region. You know, these are very timely things and everyone knows that. But also at the same time, you know, with everything that can happen, technical malfunction, human error, you know, even, you know, just the fact that it is dark outside for, you know, for such a long time, you know, there's still such an understanding there. And, you know, it's really like, you know, you make a mistake and it's like that one time and it never happens again. And especially with Margaret, like just like turning everything into like a learning opportunity and just like that phraseology, instead of saying like, oh, I did this wrong or oh, I messed up, be like, oh, I did this and then now I know better, which I've really appreciated in my first workplace, really true full-time workplace outside of college. So I've enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, I think we all understand what a job it is to keep a radio station running 24 hours a day. And that's like, it's a really nice feeling, I think, to have that motivation to serve the region through our programming. And you know, I think we do have a really nice supportive environment in understanding all of the requirements that come with that. And sometimes less than super enjoyable requirements like being here on holidays and stuff. But I think we're all considerate of the fact that we're doing that work. So
cool. Yeah. Well, Gabe, thanks so much for joining me here in the studio.
Thank you, Karen.
Yeah, best of luck with the rest of your AM morning newscast.
You too.